AM 930 WEOL.
Right. 18 minutes away from 4 o'clock, opening hour of Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Andy Bulbarch and Matt Douglas with you for an extra half hour tonight. We bring you up to 6:35. Then it's time for Indians warm-up. Tribe taking on the Tampa Bay Rays down in St. Pete. We need to head to the hotline right now. We've got our very first guest of the show lined up. He'll be performing tomorrow night at Lorain County Community College's Stocker Art Center, celebrating 50 years of rock and roll. Neil Berg joins us right now. Neil, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
I'm fantastic, Andy. It's great to be on the radio with you.
Well, I think a lot of folks are very, very excited for you to get here tomorrow. 50 years of rock and roll. You're performing tomorrow at Lorain County Community College's Stocker Art Center. For those that go and see tomorrow's show, what will they witness?
Well, most people may have seen me with my Broadway show, but I was on a tour with many rock bands over my career, and I really wanted to tell the story of rock and roll. And so what I did is I got five incredible Broadway rock stars. Every one of these performers has starred one of the more famous rock and roll shows. For example, Annie Zolli was the star of Jesus Christ Superstar for many years. Aaron Finley was the star of Rock of Ages on Broadway. And they get to come out here, and we get to start at the beginning of rock and roll. And what is the beginning of rock and roll? Of course, Cleveland knows what that is. But we actually go back to the Delta Blues, you know, Robert Johnson, the Crossroads, and then kind of go right up to Sister Rosetta Tharpe, the godmother of rock and roll, and then the Jump Jive and that attitude of rock and roll from the 40s, which finally gets us to Alice Reed and Cleveland and, you know, the great first rock and roll concert that was there, which, of course, got us to Bill Haley and the Comets, which a lot of people think is, you know, the start of the modern rock and roll era. And the first 50 years, if we're going back, starting in 31, then we take it all the way through the greats. You know, of course, there's Elvis and Buddy Holly and Ray Charles and all the influences, the British Invasion of the Beatles and the Stones and Motown and Summer of Love in 67 and Woodstock and, you know, in the 70s, the singer-songwriters of Elton John and Billy Joel, the Eagles of country rock, Linda Ronstadt, you know, the great FM, you know, bands of the 70s, you know, Fleetwood Mac taking over the radio waves and getting us all the way up, you know, when disco came in and sort of stabbed rock and roll in its heart in the mid to late 70s. And then, some touching moments as well where we discuss sort of the deaths of rock and roll. You know, obviously the plane crash with Buddy Holly and the Big Bopper, Richard Valens. And then, of course, John Lennon in 1980 after his Double Fantasy album came out, being killed outside the Dakota building. And to me, one of the final deaths of rock and roll in that era was MTV. MTV came in 81 and basically made it more about the appearance and the video than the actual music itself. So if people come and see our show, I guarantee they're going to hear, of course, some of the classics and the greats. You know, let's not forget the architects of rock and roll, Chuck Berry, Little Richard, the King, Elvis Presley, but they're going to get a big fill of rock and roll. And I know no one in the world will be more invested in this show than the people who are in the Cleveland area.
Without question, right? Rock and roll capital of the world. The Hall of Fame is in downtown Cleveland, too. That's a wonderful exhibition, no question about that. I'm curious, Neil, how does a show like this get constructed? Is it kind of like a timeline of events? Did you put this thing together chronologically? How will this show be constructed?
Yeah, that's an excellent question, because when I do my Broadway shows, it is never chronological. But in this case, the rock and roll show will be chronological, because it tells such a great story, because it's not just the story of rock and roll. It's the story of our country. It's the story of, we're talking about great music and the influences back in the day. Because what is rock and roll? There's all these historians. you know, it's obviously it's an amalgamation of all great American music, you know, from, you know, the Delta blues to country music of Hank Williams in the 40s, you know, to the jump jive. And, you know, back then, if you took all these influences, a lot of the music was called, you know, in the juke jive joints, was race music. And, of course, that's what Alan Freed did so successfully in Cleveland, which is a big part of the history and is still relevant today in our country, was that he was playing this race music on his white radio program, and people were loving it. And, you know, so that really jump-started everything, which is why I go chronologically, so people can see how music influenced the next piece of music to come. It's also, like I said, the journey, the commentary, the lyrics, going from, you know, singing songs about girls and boys and, you know, the cars and the early rock and roll, to then becoming socially active, which was so important in the 60s with the Vietnam War raging. And then, you know, then it was a free-for-all in the 70s.
Neil, when you're putting together a show like this, I'd imagine there's input from people who kind of share their ideas and say, oh, but what about this aspect or what about that aspect? At any time, did that come across you? Is there anything you were like, oh, I should have added that? Or you stepped back and thought, oh, maybe that wouldn't be as appealing to a crowd?
It's another great question. You know, we had a chance, like any time you do a, because this is half rock and roll concert, half show. So we were able to try it out at several venues, and I got input from various presenters and historians around the country. And so we would have a debate about it. For example, you know, if there's a Stones fan out there, you know, what song are you going to use from the Stones? Well, there's so many you can use. And initially, I wanted to have Gimme Shelter because of where the Stones were at that point in the late 60s and the chaos that was ensuing. But, you know, I always knew that the song, if you're going to start with the Stones, it would be, you know, Satisfaction, which really helped launch them from a blues band, a white blues band, into a, you know, radio-formatted, you know, band that competed with the Beatles. So we ended up going with Satisfaction. But there were debates like that all along. For another example is Etta James. You know, she helped save Chess Records back in the 60s. And it's obvious that her number one song that people are familiar with is At Last. And there's the Crowd Pleaser. But there's a song called I'd Rather Be Blind, which was actually used in the movie that Beyonce sang when she played Etta James, that was even a little more critical to the history of what rock and roll became. But once again, I chose to use At Last because I thought people would identify and enjoy it more. So those are great questions, and you can take every artist, the Beatles, you know, for example, what song am I going to do from the Beatles? Well, I'll let that be a mystery. But suffice it to say, this show, we've been doing it 1 year on tour now, not even a full year. And everywhere we go, we've been invited back. So now I'm in the process of creating Rock and Roll Part 2. And so that gives me the freedom to go back and do all the great songs that somehow get left out of this one. And trust me, there's probably enough for Part 3 and 4. But, you know, as somebody who cares so much about this material, I did everything I could to make it right.
Neil, is this the type of show when you guys are up on stage too, you're looking out into the audience to see all the people singing those songs and remembering, kind of reminiscing and getting a little nostalgic from those songs?
Oh, yeah, of course. And we encourage that at the very beginning. I tell people the same thing. Please sing along, you know. And the person, if you're sitting next to somebody who can't really sing well, forgive them. Let them have their moment. And, you know, like I said, it's half rock and roll concert celebration and half show. So we want people to experience it in that way. And it's amazing. You know, there's some songs we do and you just see couples start grabbing each other's hands and we can see it all. You know, the audience, they probably think, oh, I'm grabbing my partner's hand here, but we can see everybody doing it. And it's just what this music has done for us and what it means to us as a nation, as a society.
Neil Berg is performing 50 years of rock and roll tomorrow night at Lorain County Community College's Stocker Arts Center. Neil's our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Well, you alluded to this just a little bit earlier, Neil, but I want to get back to it. You've got a cast consisting of stars from Broadway and rock and roll singers. You've mentioned a couple of them already, but I wanted to give you a chance to kind of expand on those who are going to be joining you on stage tomorrow night.
Okay, well, let's go back to Danny Zolli. Danny Zolli is one of the great rock and roll singers in our country, but he also has starred in Broadway shows. But in order to make it authentic, I don't want Broadway rock up there. I know the difference. Trust me, I've toured long enough to know. I need authenticity. Danny, besides starring in Jesus Christ Superstar and some of the other rock and roll shows, he also was the lead singer of the British Rock Symphony. That was an all-star band, if anybody saw that on tour. That was Peter Frampton on guitar, Leslie West from Mountain on guitar, Zach Starkey on drums. That was his co-vocalist was Roger Daltrey from The Who. And so Danny Zolli is the realest of the real deal, and I'm excited for people to hear and see him. Alan Finley, like I said, was the star of Rock of Ages, but also is equally, was the most successful rock, modern rock and roll Broadway show, and they also want to make sure that they have authenticity. We have this incredible singer. Her name is Brooke Wood. She's the lead singer of Rockers on Broadway. What's great about Brooke Wood is that she can do it all. She can sing Janis like Janis and yet sing Linda Ronstadt and country rock as authentically as anybody. These are some of those talented people on the planet. And I don't say that lightly because I've worked with so many of them. We have Karima Khouri, who is another incredible singer. She'll be performing all the great Motown music and our tribute to Aretha Franklin and Tina Turner. So very, very excited about that. And then Jaron Muse is our fifth performer. Jaron starred in the Broadway musical Motown. He played Marvin Gaye. So obviously we have some Marvin Gaye in our show, in our history of rock and roll. But what's wonderful about all of these performers, because they have this background of authenticity in the rock and roll world, because they're Broadway performers, they can tell story with these lyrics. And so what excites me is the audience gets to hear these lyrics again. Now, they know them, but to get them to see them interpreted by masters like this, it's just wonderful because the story of the lyric also hits home and hopefully it'll resonate in a magical way for everybody.
No doubt about that. Well, Neil, sounds like tomorrow night's going to be very, very exciting. Sounds like tomorrow night is going to be a heck of a lot of fun. 50 years of rock and roll again tomorrow night at Lorain County Community College's Stocker Arts Center. Neil, a pleasure as always to have you here on the show. We certainly appreciate the time, and we look forward to tomorrow night.
Andy, I can't wait to be there and can't wait to see everybody in the Cleveland area. And please, if you have grandparents, bring your grandkids. This is what a great introduction to the history of rock and roll. To all the parents out there, bring everybody. We can't wait to be there. See everybody tomorrow night.
Absolutely. Thank you again, Neil. That's Neil Berg. He's performing 50 years of rock and roll tomorrow night at Lorain County Community College's Stocker Arts Center. And because we're in a giving mood on a Monday, Matt Douglas, I think we should give away some tickets to tomorrow night's event. What do you think?
It sounds like a really good show to me. I'd love to be able to enter for those two contests. But yeah, I think that's a great idea.
Hey, you hear those contest rules that run a couple times a day on this station. You and I are not eligible. However, there are a lot of you out there tuned in right now that are. All you need to do is call 440-322-0930. And you'll get your hands on a couple of tickets to tomorrow night's show. Neil Berg, 50 years of rock and roll. He's performing tomorrow at Lorain County Community College's Stocker Arts Center. That show sounds like it's going to be an absolute blast. So again, if you want tickets, call 440-322-0930. we've got a couple of tickets to give away. So, again, if you are the first caller, we will certainly get you those tickets for tomorrow night. We need to get to a break. We'll come back with more after this on AM 930 WEOL.
Get all the week's high school results on the Nick Abraham Saturday Sports Wrap-Up, presented by Cleveland Clinic. Saturday mornings at 9, hear the highlights.
He's to the 50, he's to the 40, he's to the 30. They're not going to catch him!
Get the game recaps, and we'll talk with the coaches.
I think sometimes, you know, some people take for granted the wins that we get. I don't. Not in this league, not against these teams.
This week, the show is coming to you from the Cobos Insurance Center on Griswold Road next to the Elyria Township Fire Station. Tune in or stop by.